Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 23. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 23. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel. Remember. It is a simple and yet profound command given by God to his people. In Isaiah 44, God recounts the work that he has done for those he loves. He recounts how he has created Israel and formed them as his people. He recounts how he has blotted out their sin and redeemed them and calls them to repent and return to him. For repentance is necessary. In the same chapter, God also tells his people to remember the foolishness and uselessness of idolatry. God has seen people foolishly venerate inanimate things of his creation. He has witnessed them trust in idols to do things that only he can do. He witnessed them turn their back on their creator and redeemer. The most critical matter before his people is their sin. God's words given to Isaiah still call to us to remember now. This command does not go by the wayside, and we tune our ears to it. God calls us to repent of our idolatry. In our culture and everyday lives, it may not be graven images or objects of nature, yet the presence of powerless idols still abound. And these false idols are just as powerless to save today. And our sin is still as damaging in our relationship with God and with others. Idolatry ruptures the relationship between the Creator and us, his beloved creatures. This leads to the breakdown of every relationship. In committing the sin of idolatry, we break all the commandments God has given to us. These idols may look different, such as comfort or success or fame or relationships. These things in which we so quickly put our trust, hoping for the promise of fulfillment and safety. But these idols can never bring satisfaction and what we truly need. Nor will they be ever satisfied, and they bring only shame. It is tempting to think that the pursuit of money or fame or whatever the idol may be will liberate us. But false gods just torment us, and they will certainly destroy us. In patient love, our God calls us to repent and turn to him. For first, God turned to his people in love. In the Garden of Eden, after sin entered the world, he promised the Messiah. Only the one true living God formed the people of Israel by bringing them out of Egypt. He formed them by giving them the law and through wandering in the wilderness. By his promise and grace, he gave them the Holy Land. Yahweh alone saved them from their enemies and from their sin. He calls his people to remember because God first remembered his people and saved them from their sin and waywardness. As God's people, we pray for faith-filled ears to hear the Lord's call to repent and receive forgiveness. We ask for eyes of faith to see and to be wise about the use of God's creation and his gifts so that we may not fall into idolatry or any sin. In repentance, in our times of failing, we seek the only God who will completely forgive us. The only solution to the dangerous dance with false gods is to turn to the true and living God who brings people who are dead in their sin to life and to faith. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel. Remember these things, O people of God. Remember how God did not forget us and sent his only Son to pay the price for our redemption. Remember the price that was paid at the cross for our sin of idolatry and all our sin. Remember that our God turned to us in our time of need and continues to take care of us and does not forget us even on his throne of majesty. Remember what Jesus has done to our sin. He has removed it as morning mist evaporates off the grass in the rising sun. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sin from us. Though our sins are like scarlet red, they shall be as white as snow. Jesus brings true forgiveness and redemption. He gives us his words to refresh us and remind us, knowing our hearts and minds are prone to forget. He gives us of his own body and blood in his holy supper. We do this in remembrance of him and receive his gift of forgiveness and strength for the journey. We witness to a loving God that brings a great reversal. Stars that might be falsely venerated are commanded to sing about all that God has done. Mountains that could be misused as an object or a location of false worship will break forth in singing at the work of their Creator and the Redeemer of the whole world. Trees which could be modeled into useless idols will instead join in the harmony. People dead in their sin become alive by his Spirit and his gift of faith. And thanks for his grace and redemption, we break out in singing, O people of God. We are reminded of all he has done and does for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.